T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
Listen to both sides.
The bottom line is,
I respect that we don't agree.
You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Just to find a voice. Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
I don't know how to put this.
Mark Cox.
I'm kind of a big deal.
Well, it adds excitement, doesn't it, folks?
The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
Will there be a government shutdown on Friday, sir?
No.
It won't be a long shutdown.
Shut it down.
Yeah, we're not going to shut the government down.
If I felt that I was responsible, I might have killed myself.
They were just giving China cover.
Sometimes I think they need a session in Birds and the Bees.
Who's president? Fauci.
Well, Joe Biden was right for a change, right? When he said he didn't think there was going to be a government shutdown because the Republicans in the Senate caved. And here we are laying on the ground like Charlie Brown once again. There you go. So it didn't happen. And now you can rest easy. I know you were a little stressed over that heading into the weekend, wondering if the lights would still turn on and, you know, government would function.
I was really worried.
I know you were.
I think you were
anxious about it, but you can relieve all that stress because a big brother is still going to be there to hold your hand through all of life's trials and tribulations, including this new variant. Apparently, I'm just we've got 3 more cases of it in the United States now. All the people that got it have been vaccinated. At least one of them had the booster as well, and yet still got this variant. But the symptoms are mild. I'm still wondering what all the concern is about. It's more infectious, but the symptoms are more mild. So if the flu was like that, would you even bother to get a flu shot? I mean, I don't know. I'm trying to understand why the mainstream media in this country and this administration is trying to drum up fear so much all the time.
It doesn't seem to be leading to any good outcomes, so I don't know why we aren't changing the tactic here about being more positive and encouraging people to still do healthy things.
Right.
Make good decisions. When you're sick, don't go to school or go to work or whatever, like, and all of those basic things. I don't know why we can't be more encouraging and see what that does this time around, because the other way didn't work.
Did not. If you want to wear a mask, wear a mask. If you want to get the shot, get the shot. Don't try to force me to do it. We are all adults here, and we understand what the risks are. And I'm having to listen to these late-night comedians going on the air and claiming that all these people that are opposed to it are killing people. Well, really? Really? Because a lot of the people that have gotten this so far had the vaccine. And the symptoms have all been very mild. I don't know, even in Africa where the stories are coming out on. So, I think much ado about nothing. And you got to wonder at the end of the day what the ultimate goal is. I did mention there that you heard Joe Biden joking about Fauci being the president. We need to let the people listen to sound cut number 9, Carl, please.
I've seen more with Dr. Fauci than I have my wife. We kid each other, but they look, who's president? Fauci.
But all kidding aside, yeah, who's president? Yeah, it's Fauci. It's because you've been listening to him too much, Mr. President. That's it at the end of the day. You've been listening to him too much. I do have a little bit of information here that I'm not sure has been widely distributed in the community yet, but they have announced the funeral arrangements for Officer Valentine, for Tony Valentine, who died the other day in the line of duty, in case you've been waiting for this. So next Thursday, the 9th, they're going to have visitation for him at the Austin Lane Mortuary up on West Florissant. And they're going to have visitation from like 4 to 5. They're inviting police officers, right, to this. The funeral is going to be at the Cathedral Basilica on Friday the 10th. So what I'm not clear on is whether or not that's all open to the public. They've clearly put this out so that members of law enforcement can prepare for that, and I'm sure it's going to be quite a turnout because everybody I know that's commented on this man brags about what a great police officer he was and what a great person he was, and it was a cop's cop, and really that drug unit there in St. Louis County, a very tight group of people. And they're just—they've been devastated by this. So today we learned the name of the guy that hit him and died in the accident as well, which mm-hmm. I heard Denise report earlier. And he's the drug suspect that they were after. Mm-hmm. The other person in the car, the other officer, walked away, pretty much uninjured, treated and released, we're told. So that's a good thing. If we get any more details on that, though, we'll be sure and let you know right here. You know, coming up here in a couple of minutes, we're going to talk to Eureka's mayor, Sean Flower. He pointed this story out to me a couple days ago, and basically St. Louis County has put a new system in place where they're trying to get rid of separate building codes, right? Across, so there are, what, 88 or 89 municipalities. Everybody's got a little different requirement when contractors go in to deal with it. And generally speaking, you would think that a more uniform approach to that might be better. There's maybe more to this story. There is more to this story. And Mayor Flower reached out to me and said, you know, in some ways, it's like a miniature version of Better Together, what they're trying to do here. So we're going to talk to him about that coming up here in just a couple minutes and see what they got going on down in Eureka as well. And then we will get to Wiggins, Ryan Wiggins, host, of course, of Wiggins America and on the Annie Fry Show as well, is going to join us at about 8:35. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Lighten up, Francis.
All right, so just to clarify something I said a minute ago, because I don't want any confusion about this. They've announced arrangements for Detective Tony Valentine, the St. Louis County officer, the detective who lost his life in the line of duty this week. Next Thursday, they are going to have a visitation, family only, 4 to 5. And then members of the county police department, law enforcement, and the community are welcome that night from 5 to 9. That's going to be at the Austin Lane Mortuary on West Florissant Avenue in Jennings. His funeral services are going to be Friday morning the 10th at 9 a.m. at the Cathedral Basilica. So I just wanted to get that out there because I wasn't clear when I first read it on whether or not the community was invited. But they are to the visitation on next Thursday the 9th. Hey, let me get to my guest right now, Eureka Mayor Sean Flower joining us. Mayor, how are you, sir?
Doing good, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Great to get you on here. You sent me an article the other day about some proposed changes to building codes and regulations throughout St. Louis County. And you told me it's something like a miniature version of Better Together. What is this thing?
Well, I mean, you know, it's probably one of the most boring topics in the world, but it's really important. And I guess the easiest thing to say is right now, if you want to do a home improvement, you want to build a new home, if there's commercial buildings going on, you either pull the permit from St. Louis County or you pull the permit from your local municipality, which could be Ballin, Eureka, Ellisville, any of the different places. It's
right.
The city and the county's, you know, it's a choice. Well, there's a proposal being floated around, strangely, kind of from the St. Louis Board of Realtors. So it's not necessarily builders or the county right now. It's a Realtors Association. And they've done some research that looks strikingly similar to the Better Together type thing, where you just say, well, there's all these municipalities, so the best thing we could do is take things away from them and put them at the county. And they're saying that they want to take all enforcement of the building code, inspectors, all the authority, and put it at St. Louis County. And they don't want to, you know, and it's very, they've gone all over the place with it, but they just published something in the Business Journal basically saying that's our proposal. And at the end, it talked about, again, firing all the different employees of these cities being let go and then being automatically hired by the county. And it's just a complete mess. And I don't understand. There's really no reason to consolidate all construction in St. Louis County, you know, at the county level. It's more work than they can do. It's, you know, and the municipalities that are big enough can handle the work. And it's just another one of these strange efforts where it's like consolidation doesn't always mean better. You know, I don't know why, you know, if you want to build a deck in Eureka, I don't know how the economy's going to be improved if you got to drive down to Clayton to get the permit.
Well, you know, as somebody who dabbled in some rental property a few years back, I will say that you do experience different standards depending on which municipality you are operating in. If you're a homeowner and you have to get an inspection, there are people that will tell you, well, don't buy a house over there because the inspectors are dreadful, or they're always nickel and diming you on this or that. Would it provide more uniformity for situations like that so that there weren't little fiefdoms that got generated?
Well, why would that be improved by putting it all in one place? I mean, if you got a bad inspector or a bad city or somebody That's not it. Doing it, I don't know why consolidating them and putting them in all one place where there's no competition is going to make it better. I mean, just what you said is why these, I think it's a strength, a municipality that provides good services and satisfies its citizens and does that isn't going to do that to you. But do you think, I mean, I always put it to people this way. The one, you got to pick, somebody's got to do it, and there's people who aren't good. But the one entity right now that everybody in St. Louis County has got to feel how it runs is the health department.
Yeah.
So the health department is in every different, there are no municipal involvement. So do you feel like that runs better than the building departments because it's all consolidated or not? Have all the restaurants enjoyed that? Has everybody enjoyed all that uniformity?
Yeah, that's a beautiful point.
So
yeah.
It's all in, you're always going to have issues that are out there that are going to have different how people handle it. But I can tell you, just from a pure politics end, does it really sound like January is a great time to put a charter amendment on and have a hot button political debate between all the cities? Even if you thought it was a good policy, it
no.
doesn't make sense. And the last one I'll give you, if you're a city and you want to use the county for your services, a ton of them do right now. They can contract privately with St. Louis County, and you can select to do that. So there's a ton of smaller cities that can't carry the overhead that voluntarily contract. So it's, if every city in St. Louis County wanted to do it, they could do it voluntarily right now.
Yeah,
I just don't see the problem. And it's another one of these where, again, it could really affect people long term. And I just hope the thing slows down. But you don't have support on it from the Muni League. The Home Builders Association's not in favor of it. I mean, all the people that are directly affected don't want to mess with it right now. So I hope it dies down and they start – I hope they start getting some of the reality on it.
Yeah, it's
so,
a good point.
It's not good.
Mayor, before we run out of time here, I saw where Eureka the other night passed the ordinance about being able to charge people for testing door handles on cars. I guess this car break-in situation's – something's got to be done.
Yeah, and that's what we're trying to do is get real proactive on it where, you know, some of these things we're trying to, you know, we've had door handle testing going on in parking lots or subdivisions, so it just makes it real specific so we can charge somebody, you know, and get their information and go and try and prevent crime. And actually, it was interesting. I didn't realize that, but I guess we were one of the first cities or municipalities in the region that got that on the books.
Right.
So we're just, our prosecutor and our police had asked us to come up with that. We got it out there fast, and they're just hoping, again, between that and our we've got like kind of a license plate camera system that's out here. And everything we're trying to do is try and prevent stuff before it happens. But car theft is a huge problem right now. And we're just, you know, I can't do much, but I'm trying to tell you, go steal them somewhere else. You're not going to get them out of Eureka.
Thank you. Yeah, good job down there between you and Chief Wiegan. We appreciate that. Denise was reading a story earlier where they had a bunch of people they arrested for these smash and grabs at stores, and they had to release them because they've done away with cash bail. Where was that? Boston?
LA.
It was in LA. Yeah.
Yeah, half the time they're out because of cash bail and all that. I mean, it's just, you know, I know we had a swing last summer, but everybody's really getting to get a feel of what defund the police and not prosecuting people does. I mean, there's a reason we have laws and rules. And I mean, it's just so out of whack right now. So, and again, that's one of the great things about these municipalities is we're quick, we can act, we can make adjustments, and hopefully it helps kind of lead the region. We've sent a bunch of, I've had a bunch of requests from other cities and other, police officers from different areas to get a copy of what we did. And again, I think it sends a message out to the different groups that are thinking about doing that, you know, St. Louis is going to get serious about it.
Yeah, good. Glad to hear it. Mayor Sean Flower from Eureka. Hey, thanks for your time this morning. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, guys. See ya.
All right. See you later. Good to get the mayor on this morning. And yeah, maybe more people. Carl, you walked out one morning and saw people testing door handles, didn't you?
In St. Louis Hills, yes. Well,
what are the odds of them getting prosecuted for that in the city?
Huh.
Zero.
I called the police and a dispatcher actually answered.
Well, I didn't say the police wouldn't come out. I said, what are the chances of them getting prosecuted?
Yes.
Zero. Yeah. Not going to happen. That's for sure. Hey, coming up, we will talk to Ryan Wiggins, get his take when we get back.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This government should be shut down. You want to know why it should be shut down? Because the people in here cannot control themselves. The people in here don't understand how to balance a checkbook. And the people in here do not deserve the responsibility on how to spend the American people's money. $29 trillion. $29 trillion, Madam Speaker. Shut it down.
Gentlelady's time has expired.
Do not pass the CR. Shut it down.
Wiggins. Oh, Wiggins.
Ryan Wiggins joining us this morning, host of Wiggins America, of course, and on the Annie Fry Show. I don't know about you, Ryan, but Marjorie Taylor Greene was spot on there. The woman they've censured in Congress, for speaking her mind too much. The establishment hates her for a reason.
Yeah, let's shut it down. I don't see why we wouldn't. I mean, COVID proved to us that we can shut all kinds of things down, especially the government, and be fine, right? so it's better never a better time than now to just shut it down.
I was amazed by it. I mean, I truly believed this time. I'm Charlie Brown, and Lucy's going to hold the ball this time, and I'm ready to kick it. And there I find myself this morning. I wake up, and I'm flat on my back because Lucy pulled the ball away at the last second again. And last night in the Senate, the Republicans caved and gave the Democrats exactly what they wanted. It's just so discouraging.
Yeah, I mean, there's one argument to be made, and that is defaulting on debt ends up costing you more money. But when does Congress care about spending more money? And at this point, defaulting would actually save you money because you would stop the amount of spending that would be happening that goes beyond it. So, yeah, I'm with you.
Well, it's about praying at the altar of big government for so many members of the left. The thought of the government not being fully functional and being able to waste all this money terrifies them. They can't believe we would consider doing something like that. But they also, by the way, they added another $400 billion into the continuing resolution to fund Afghan refugees. The other situation Biden screwed up. So
but nobody's talking about that
Nobody.
That's not part of the news cycle anymore. That's already gone.
What happened over there? Yeah, that's good stuff. Hey, you know what? I'm glad we got you on here this morning because I know you do a deep dive into some of this stuff. I have not paid much attention to this controversy over the Olympics and the Women's Tennis Association saying that they're not going to cooperate because of this Chinese tennis player who was affected. She effectively got locked in a room somewhere, I'm assuming, after accusing some Chinese communist leader of sexual misconduct. What's going on here? We got a bite from Bob Costas I want to play first, and then I want to get your thoughts on it. Go to cut 11.
The IOC is in bed with China. Beijing hosted the Olympics in 2008, Summer Games. They did it in spectacular fashion, but even then it was apparent to many of us that the IOC was aiding and abetting a problematic regime, and then they go back for the Winter Games in 2022, and in between they staged the Winter Games in Sochi. It's very troubling, their affinity for authoritarian regimes. So it's pretty clear that in the video interview with Peng a week or so ago, they were just giving China cover.
Wow, Bob Costas laying out some truths there. Whether it's the WHO or the IOC, they're in bed with China on everything.
Yeah, and I'm so glad to hear when you hear Bob Costas calling out somebody like this, you know that we have at least something bipartisan that we can kind of agree on here, and that's a good thing, because the story is that Peng Shuai, she was one of the top players in the world for a while. I don't know if she still is or not, but she's a big name, especially in China. She's had a lot of success. Well, she was sexually harassed, essentially raped by a top-level Chinese government authority, somebody. And she spoke out about it. And so at the beginning of November, and as you know, this stuff, this isn't the first time this has ever happened in China.
Right.
But nobody ever says anything because you just get disappeared if you do. Well, she's a big enough name that you can't do that to her. And she's got the support of this international, organization, the Women's Tennis Association, that's watching her back, which is wonderful, because the IOC is not, the Olympics don't care. So the Women's Tennis Association, of all these organizations, multinational corporations and the NBA and everybody, the Women's Tennis Association is the one standing up to China and making waves, because they are saying, no, where is she? Because all of a sudden, after she made these accusations at the beginning of November, nobody could find her. And they thought, okay, is she dead? What happened? So they put her on a call with the head of the International Olympic Committee. Nobody else could see it. But then the head of the Olympic Committee went back to the Women's Tennis Association and said, hey, I've talked to her. It's all okay. Well, the WTA then said, no, we get to talk to her. You don't get to be the intermediary here. Mm-hmm. We need to see her. And they've been awesome. They're willing to put hundreds of millions of dollars on the line to protect one of their members, and nobody else is doing that, so I applaud them.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Hey, before we run out of time here, let me talk about Waukesha for a minute. That thing has left the news cycle for the most part, which is unbelievable. You know, this tragic shooting up in Michigan, they charged the kid yesterday, and they charged him with terrorism. And yet there's no word. The word terrorism is not being used in connection with what happened in Waukesha. Yesterday, the Governor DeSantis down in Florida ripped him for that. Go to cut five, Carl, please.
You know, they are not interested in having the FBI go after the guy in Waukesha, Wisconsin, which was an intentional act of terrorism. But they somehow think a parent who is upset that there's bad curriculum being put in school or forced masking or all these other things, that if they speak out, that somehow they are a domestic threat. Give me a break. And when this came out, we were opposed to it from the beginning because I knew what they were doing. They were trying to intimidate parents. They did not want parents to be speaking out. And I can tell you in Florida, parents should speak out.
You know, it's what it sounds more and more like, Ryan, is whether it's the DOJ or the top levels of the FBI or lots of local prosecutors, they've all gone woke. Because this is, I mean, what I have no problem with the kid in Michigan being charged as a terrorist. But if they're going to charge him as a terrorist, they need to charge the guy in Waukesha for the same thing.
Yeah, and it's selective. I mean, this is the greater problem here is, A, it's bipartisan, or it's partisan. But B, you know, we've expanded the powers of what the government can do under terrorism. We kind of let it happen under Bush. And, you know, this was not something we should have done, allowed the government to get bigger, because the greater theme here is anytime the government gets bigger, they're able to wield more power, and they do it in a way that's always going to be negative for the population. That's what we're seeing now, is that they're wielding it in ways that are partisan to prove political points, and this isn't going to end well.
Yeah, it's a shame is what it is, and because you can see it in these stories. You can just – you don't have to be – you don't need a radio host to tell you that for sure. Hey, Ryan, we'll be watching and listening to Wiggins America on Saturday morning.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right, buddy. We'll talk to you soon. We'll tune in 6 to 8 right here on the radio station tomorrow morning if you're up and about, and listen to Ryan's take on whatever's happened overnight and the news of the day. Good stuff there. Quick break here. 314-241-9797. We're going to be back. Get to some of your phone calls here in just a couple of minutes. And you got to hear Rand Paul. He's not remaining silent in this ongoing dispute with Dr. Fauci. I want you to hear the latest from him when we come back.
There's no accountability for Fauci. Look, we know that he lied under oath. Will there be any accountability for lying to your face?
We've referred him to the Department of Justice, but then again, Merrick Garland is the one now going after parents that go to school board meetings, so I don't have a lot of hope that he is actually going to be objectively looking at Fauci's lying. But Fauci should go to prison for 5 years for lying to Congress. They've prosecuted other people. They've selectively gone after Republicans, but in no way will they do anything about him lying. But he should be prosecuted for lying. But at the very least, he should be taken out of his position, because I think he costs people lives through misinformation.
Yeah, Rand Paul, keep it up. I mean, at least the argument can be made there, and I'm glad he's still making it, that because it's something different every time he talks, he has undermined people's confidence in these public health officials, particularly at the federal level, because every week it's something different that's different than what he said 2 weeks ago. I know things evolve, but it's reached the point of being a little bit ridiculous. Hey, I want to got a couple things I want to get to here before we're done. I want to reiterate, because I think this information is new. They've announced funeral arrangements for the St. Louis County police detective who was killed this week in an auto accident in the line of duty when a suspect rammed his car. They're going to hold his visitation next Thursday up at Austin Lane Mortuary on Florissant Avenue in Jennings from 4 to 5 for family. Then they're going to open it up to members of the county police, other law enforcement, and the community between 5 and 9. And then Friday, December 10th, is the funeral at 9 a.m. at the Cathedral Basilica downtown. So I just wanted to share that with you in case you missed that a little bit earlier. I'm sure that's going to be a solemn occasion and with a huge, huge turnout of local law enforcement. We've talked about the school shooting up in Oxford, Michigan this week, and the investigation there. Played the sound earlier from the superintendent who is trying desperately to tamp down any belief that they knew in advance what was going on in that shooting. Listen to this real quick. Here we go.
You know, there's been a lot of talk about the student that was apprehended, that he was, you know, called up to the office and all that kind of stuff. No discipline was warranted. There are no discipline records at the high school. Yes, this student did have contact with our front office. And yes, his parents were on campus November 30th.
Yeah, the news out of that today is that apparently they do not have a law in Michigan right now to hold the parents responsible for the gun not being locked up somewhere. But they are still looking at charging them with just, I guess, something general like, you know, not supporting the community, or I don't know what the actual charge is. That's what they're looking at up there. Get this story out of New York. They found a gun in a school in New York City, in Brooklyn, this week, right? So on the spur of the moment, they put up a metal detector. In one day, law enforcement found 21 weapons in one day in Brooklyn, New York. Not all of them were guns, but some of them were knives and stun guns and brass knuckles and pepper spray. They netted an arsenal of stuff after putting up metal detectors in these schools. I'm a little surprised they hadn't had them all along. I really am. They knocked that problem down a lot in the city of St. Louis when they put those magnetometers in a number of years ago. So I'm shocked that they hadn't done that up there yet. That was surprising. And Carl, what are you looking forward to the next time you go to Chicago? Please tell the people.
Going to the bathroom.
Yeah, and why is that?
Because they're gender neutral now.
The Chicago public schools are woke, baby. We knew that. They've now eliminated sex-specific restrooms to increase gender equity. Took effect yesterday.
This is in schools?
Schools.
Yeah.
Students, male or female, can use any restroom that aligns with their gender identity.
Yeah, I don't see that causing any problems.
I guess you walk into one with multiple stalls, you just shut the door and... Mm-hmm. Do your business. Yeah. No problems here. Nothing to see here. There have been no problems with that, like in Virginia or anywhere else. Wow. Hey, have a great weekend, folks. We'll see you back here Monday morning.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.